Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
The two-letter word if, although small in size, is very big in meaning. It is used to introduce a condition or supposition. The Lord Jesus Christ effectively and purposely used the word if in his conversations with men. Jesus said, "If the Son therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed." He was speaking of the freedom that is gained as a result of trusting Christ as Savior. This is freedom from spiritual bondage, which is far greater than physical imprisonment. Jesus Christ offers freedom from the curse of the law, from the guilt of sin, from the power of sin, from the fear of death, and the fear of man. The individual who receives Christ as Savior becomes a free person with a new life. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
Once I knew nothing but emptiness. Life was a meaningless thing. Then I met Jesus and all was changed. Now from my heart I sing. It's a wonderful, wonderful life when you know the Lord above. It's a wonderful, wonderful life when he saved you by his love. There's a joy that you never once knew, and a peace in the
Jesus said, "If a man keep my word, he shall never see death." That word is life and light to those who receive it and keep it by faith. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The death that Christ was speaking of is not the death of the body that we often see, but spiritual death, which is the eternal penalty of sin. To keep his word is to keep the message Christ brings. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Those who believe have eternal life, because they belong to Christ.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever.
From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
Jesus said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Persecution is sure to arise because of Christ and his word. Many get offended and ridicule the things of God because of their own wicked hearts. Yet the true disciple is one who continually receives instruction from God's word and daily bears the reproaches of Christ as a faithful follower, regardless of the circumstances.
Jesus calls me, I must follow, follow him today. When his tender voice is pleading, how can I delay? Follow, I will follow thee, my Lord. Follow every passing day.
I must follow, follow every hour. Know the blessing of his presence, fullness of his power. Follow, I will follow thee, my Lord. Follow every passing day. My tomorrows are unknown to thee. Thou wilt lead me all the way. Jesus calls me,
I must follow him away. When my Savior goes before me, I can never stray. Follow, I will follow thee, my Lord. Follow every passing day.
Jesus said, "If I say the truth, why do ye not believe me?" He did speak the truth and live it, for no one was able to convince him of sin. He spoke the truth about himself, about his Father, and about the needs and responsibilities of man. They could not deny the truthfulness of his character or the mercifulness of his mission. Yet they did not believe in him. They did not commit themselves to him. Possibly you have a mental understanding of who Christ is and why he came to die on the cross. But until you receive him into your heart by faith, you will never really know the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you only knew, you would surrender your life to him this very moment. We close with this solemn condition. Jesus said, "If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins."
If you only knew the depths of God's love, if you only knew Christ came from above, he came to save sinners condemned by the fall. Each lost son of Adam who'll answer his call. If you only knew, if you only knew.